Hey, glad you made it over on such short notice. Oh, nothing much. I was just bored and I thought to myself that you were the perfect person to entertain me. Yep, that's the reason. Now dance, monkey, dance. Ow! How dare you hit a girl? You could have seriously injured me. Jerk. Get in here and let's play some games. Well, I got that new one we were talking about the other day. Really? So I was thinking we could play that today. I'll just pull it up and shit. I kind of sort of forgot to download it. Look, I was really excited about it and wanted you to play too and got caught up in the whirlwind of excitement. So yeah. Thanks, buddy. And yeah, exactly. We can still talk and hang out while that finishes up. So, what's been going on with you? Feels like we haven't talked in forever. Oh, that's awesome. I'm proud of you. I could never do something like that. With me? Oh, you know, same old, same old. Unfortunately, I haven't really done anything exciting lately. Oh, yeah, I did go to that concert with your sister. Can't believe I forgot about that. Must not have been that exciting. She's been nonstop raving about it, I mean, it was such a blur of excitement, and I've been so scatterbrained lately. I don't remember much, but I'm sure we had a great time. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you about something. Well, you remember last week when I was telling you about that thing and we got interrupted before I could finish? The really important thing I wanted to tell you? Yeah, that was annoying when those two came in and ran over the conversation, but what can you do? Anyways, I was going to tell you that. What sound? I didn't hear a thump. Must have been your imagination. You know what? It must have been one of the books falling over in my room. Or maybe it's a ghost. Ooh. Yeah, I know I'm normally really tidy, but I've been rearranging lately, so I must not have stacked things right. Well, are you hungry? I don't have a lot at the moment, but just give me a second. I can order us something. Pizza, it is. One sec. Oh, hey, what are you doing in my room? More thumps, I mean, are you sure they were coming from in here? Could just be some animals out on the roof or something. Shit. Or from my closet. I don't know, you want to take a look? I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me. There's someone who looks identical to me, bound and gagged on the floor. Not that complicated. It's disappointing that this is going to happen sooner than planned, but oh well. Yes, I do look exactly like her. I even have the same freckles in all the same spots. Asking stupid questions won't get you anywhere, all right? For the sake of it, just know that I'm her sometimes. What did I just say about stupid questions? This would have been so much easier if you had just stayed put. I had a confession planned out, and it would have been so much simpler for things to play out. My plan? Well, it's fucked now, so no use in telling you. Well, it might not all be for a loss. You love her, don't you? Don't try and hide it. The way you interposed yourself between us as if to protect her is but one small sign. I've seen the way you look at her, those furtive glances while she isn't paying attention. Not enough? How about the way you fantasize about her late at night, moaning her name as you touch yourself? Or how you only search for porn with women that look like her? Oh no, I think I'll keep going. I haven't gotten to the best bit yet. My favorite part of your obsession with her is how you perpetuate rumors about the two of you, saying that you're in a relationship. Or actually, I think my real favorite part is how you sabotage each and every relationship she's been in, all in hopes the two of you will get closer. Look, we don't have to be on opposite sides here. Think. She's just lying there helpless. Free for the taking. And if she ever goes to someone to accuse you, well, I mean, I just need to follow up with my puppy dog eyes and crocodile tears. I'm sorry it was a mistake. I was just angry and spiteful. I didn't mean what I said. You seem hesitant. Take a second. Think about it. Look at her. The way her breasts press against her shirt and how the fabric is straining. Her tears running down her face makes her seem so helpless. Just touch her a bit. Run your hands up her shirt. It's not like she can do anything. I know you want to. You've been ready for this moment for years. Here, I'll guide your hands from behind. I know what she'll want to feel. Follow my lead. Run your fingers up her stomach, up and down. What was that? Don't be silly, of course you want to do this. I saw your cock stiffen when you first touched her. Who am I? Does it really matter? Just consider me a friend and accomplice. But where were we? Ah, that's right. Now drag your fingers over to the sensitive skin on the top of her hips. Now up her sides. You can tell she isn't wearing a bra. See her nipples stiffening? I can teach you what her body craves. Go on, play with her breasts. Cup them in your hands, tease her nipples, and make her squirm. I can see you're loving this. See, you just needed a little nudge in the right direction to do something like this, to give in to your better self. You know, I think your clothes and hers are getting in the way. Let's remedy that, Oh, you don't need to be bashful. I've seen you naked so many times. I'm glad I finally get to touch it. But we can't get distracted now. This is about you and you conquering her. Take this. That's right, it's a knife. You'll need it to get rid of her clothes. We can't afford undoing her restraints. And if you try and use that knife against me, you will regret it. Try not to mar her skin, all right? That'd be such a shame, honestly. Got it all off, and now there she is in all her naked glory, your prize. Why don't you kiss along her body? Oh, you can't be getting cold feet now. Come here. Just like that. Unfortunately, you can't explore her mouth, so I hope mine is good enough. I think I'll allow myself to indulge a little and work you up a bit. Do you like my hand on your cock? My fingers lightly playing up and down your shaft, teasing that sensitive spot under the head. My lips lightly grazing the skin on your neck. Maybe I'll nibble on your ear. Oh, I love how hard you feel in my hand, the way you twitch and pulse. Fuck, I wish I could have you inside me, but no, not yet. Now, I think we've given her enough of a show. You've waited long enough. Go on and fuck her. Slide that gorgeous cock into her waiting pussy. Tease her clit with the head of your dick. Run it up and down her entrance. And just thrust in. Don't be such a coward, of course you can. Oh, for fuck's sake, look at me. You ungrateful little brat. I've done all this for you and you deny my gift? Get into position again. I guess I need to do everything. Oh, don't even try to get away. I'll tell everyone you raped her, or me, really. And who do you think they'll believe? It was awful. He just came to my house and just snapped. Now, get down and fuck her. Here, I'll guide you in. Now, thrust. There you go. Good job. I bet you love how wet she is. Aren't you glad we got her nice and worked up? Keep going. We aren't going to stop until you come inside her. So keep thrusting, keep fucking, and enjoy the sensations. Really take time to enjoy her body. Oh, don't cry. Would it help if I played with your balls? Rolled them in my fingers, give them a slight, gentle squeeze? I bet she's clenching hard on you, isn't she? I've made sure she's been denied for days. She's desperate for release. And you are going to push her over the edge with you pounding into her. Pinch and pull her nipples. Feel your cock slide in and out. How long do you think you can last? Grab her ass. Pull her closer. Fuck her deeper. Oh, yes. Just like that. Your moans are wonderful. Are you getting close? Good. You're going to come inside her, all right? You're going to empty your balls deep into her pussy. What would help you plunge over the edge? My mouth on your back again? Leaving kisses and bites? Oh, I know. Come for me. Oh, please come for me. I need you to come. There you go. So that's all you needed. Her voice in your ear. Oh, darling, you look distraught. Of course you can live with yourself. You gave in to your primal desires and finally got what you wanted, what you deserved. You know, you don't need to face her again if you don't want to. All you need to do is take this knife and slide it between her ribs and into her heart. You've done so much for me already. What's this one more? There you go. Just take it and... Oh, food's here. We can do this later. Come on, buddy, let's eat. The game might be done downloading too. And thanks for this. You were great. You're the best friend a girl could ask for.